Hosea 11:1, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. The more the prophets called them, the more they went from them. They sacrificed to the Baalim and burned incense to carved images. Yet I taught Ephraim to walk. I taught him to walk, you see. I took them on my arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. And I was to them as they that lift up the yoke on their jaws, and I laid food before them. They shall not return into the land of Egypt, but the Assyrian shall be their king, because they refused to return to me. And the sword shall fall upon their cities, and shall consume their bars, and devour them, because of their own counsels. And my people are bent on backsliding from me. Though they called them to him that is on high, none at all will exalt him. This is the description of how Israel, represented by Ephraim, turned from Yahweh. And as you read this, one can sense, can note the sense of betrayal that Yahweh feels because of this apostasy from his truth on the part of Israel. Brothers and sisters, we can never throw Yahweh's grace back at him as ungrateful children. In his great mercy, he delivered us from an evil walk, and now he requires our complete faithfulness until Yahshua returns, or until we make the grave our house and wait for Yahshua's return. This passage here in Hosea from verses 1 to 7 are describing a period of time when, this was written in a period of time when Israel, the northern nation of Israel, was on the verge of the destruction under the Assyrian Empire. And in just a little bit, we're going to see what befell Judah as well for the same types of problems and sins. And brothers and sisters, we need to take lessons from these items in our history, in our spiritual history. We must understand that turning back is not an option. No matter how difficult the way gets, no matter how appealing the things around us, turning back is never an option for the people of Yahweh. What do we read in Hebrews 10, beginning with verse 26? Hebrews 10:26. For if we sin willfully, and of course, we understand the biblical definition of sin as being breaking Yahweh's law, transgression of his law. For if we sin willfully, okay, the word willful, of course, implies that you're doing it purposely, because it's something that it's in you to do it, because you feel like doing it. If we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, which is a pretty serious statement in and of itself. But let's continue. But a certain fearful expectation of judgment, and a fear of fire, which shall devour the adversaries, as it did the cities of the plain. A man that has violated Moses' law dies without compassion on the word of two or three witnesses. Of how more severe punishment, think you, shall he be judged worthy, who has trodden under foot the Son of Yahweh, and has counted the blood of the covenant with which he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has done despite to the Spirit of grace? For we know him that said, vengeance belongs to me, I will repay. And again, Yahweh shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Elohim. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after you were enlightened, you endured a great conflict of sufferings, partly being made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly becoming partakers with them that were so used. For you both had compassion on them that were in bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your possessions, knowing that you have for yourselves a better possession, and an enduring one. Cast not away therefore your boldness, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that having done the will of Yahweh, you may receive the promise. For yet a very little while, he that comes shall come, and shall not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrink back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that shrink back to perdition. The word perdition means destruction. We are not of them that shrink back to perdition, but of them that have faith to the saving of the soul. And let's just note several points here. Of course, it goes without say that we cannot return to lives of sin, lives where the law of Yahweh was held in little esteem, and we either did as we pleased, or perhaps maybe not so brazenly, but equally ineffective, we kept an appearance of righteousness. That is, we acted as we thought was right, according to how we viewed righteousness, but not giving proper consideration to what Yahweh himself defines as righteousness. It's not how we think we should act, but how Yahweh says that we should act. That has to be the way that we go. Note also verses 32 through 39.